The next patient is Maria Llorens. The last name is L, like in Lima, L like in Lima, O, Hilar, R like in Roger, E like in Echo, N like in November, S like in Sierra. Llorens, Maria. This is a critical case of a 79-year-old Hispanic female patient of Dr. Irwin Perez. Irwin is I-R-W-I-N-I-N. Irwin, I-R-W-I-N. Perez, P-E-R-R-E-Z. Period. The patient was referred to this office because of CKD stage 4. Two considerations. The patient is a diabetic that has been out of control for a long time, and she has evidence of a cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction that is 40% and is most likely a contributory factor to the CKD stage 4, period. The patient has maintained a serum creatinine that is 1.75, and the estimated EFR is 29.3. The protein excretion is 360 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is concerning. The patient is already in SGLT2 inhibitor. In order to preserve the kidney function, we must control the blood sugar. The patient was recommended to use Humalog on top of the Toujeo. T-U-J-E-O. And the patient doesn't use the Humalog because she goes into hypoglycemia. Taking that into consideration, I'm going to refer her to endocrinology for blood sugar control. Number two, the patient has a insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus that is out of control. The referral was made, and the appointment was secure for the patient to see the endocrinology department to looking for blood sugar control. Following number arterial hypertension, the blood pressure reading is 136/63. We're going to continue with this with the same medications. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has been under control. The patient has been treated with omega-3 fatty acids, simvastatin, and Zetia. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.